Dusk, Night, Dawn on Revival and Courage. Read by the author, Anne Lamott. Here we are, older, scared, numb on some days, enraged on others, with even less trust than we had a year ago. The devastating pandemic and the federal government's confused and deadly response was simply the final straw to a few years of crushing developments. A UN report on climate catastrophe was published months before my wedding in 2019, the report of the extinction of 1 million species 3 weeks after. Major buzzkill. Our poor country has been torn asunder. I await the reign of frogs. And I've gotten so much less young. I got Medicare 3 days before I got hitched, which sounds like something an old person might do, which does not describe adorably ageless me. I mostly love being in the third of my life, as it is the easiest that life has ever been, except for, well, the bodily aspects, and the dither and fogginess, and I wouldn't go back a year. Well, maybe back 1 year, before the two UN reports, which have changed everything. At our wedding were all the people we love most in the world, gathered in a redwood grove to celebrate the miracle that Neil and I had found each other. Needles in haystacks, wrinkly, mulish needles, and fallen in love and toughed out some conflicts. We celebrated and overate, while outside the sacred circle, our nation and the world seemed to have reached the point of no return. So we danced. That was glorious, and I hate to be a downer, but now what? Where on earth do we start to get our world and joy and hope and our faith in life itself back? Where can we again find belief and redemption and confidence that our new grandchildren will have breathable air and dry land on which to thrive and raise their own families? Will our great-grandchildren need gas masks? And is anyone in charge here anymore? If so, we'd like to know how to rise up, how to help restore all that the locusts have stolen, the earth, the oceans, democracy. Even with our sore feet, hearing loss, stiff fingers, poor digestion, stunned minds, broken hearts, we are ill with shock and awe. I am frequently reminded of Garcia Marquez's masterpiece, Love in the Time of Cholera, and of Yeats' cry in 1919 that the center cannot hold. Yes, these are times of great illness and distress, yet the center may just hold. I can simply tell you where my own rising up began,